The Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yes, I am talking about the thugs that attacked the Capitol January 6th, 18 months ago, and who haven't paid the ultimate price that they should pay. When I hear Republicans talking about the criminals in the central cities, and it is Democrats and the crime rates and all of those things, I always say, I know what I saw on television that day. Many of us, those who claim to love law enforcement, watched as law enforcement was treated like rag dolls, like Raggedy Ann dolls, by thuggish Republicans and Trumpkins, MAGA. Well, you know, they had the American flag. They were patriots. Oh, they were they? Yeah, everything's red, white, and blue. Red, white, and blue for Donald Trump, our hero. A thug, criminal. And yet, even after all of those things, they're still supporting him, hoping we want him back. We want to go back to those times. Oh, you do, do you? Let's go to the phone lines. CJ.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Earl.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, why is Fox News not covering? Why is Fox News not covering this, man?
They are.
No, they're not. They're not on their main channel. Not on their main channel. On this. Yeah. Okay. My point is.
And their podcast.
Why? I don't listen, man. Listen. Why not on the main Fox News outlet? Why not?
Because every other channel's covering
it.
That's so,
listen, man. You know, listen,
but
man.
Fox Business Network.
Listen, man. This is not. Hold on. Let me say this to you, and I'll let you compete. I'll let you, and then I'll let you respond.
Yep.
When there is a riot in Black Lives Matter, Fox News carries it on their main channel. They don't abdicate it to their business channel. Whenever there's something going on, well, look at them. Look at them. They're breaking into the stores. What thugs? I've seen this. And here you say, oh, well, they are covering it. They're covering it on their business channels. Come on, man. You don't see the difference in that? Go ahead.
They're number one for a reason, Earl.
They're number one because there are moronic people who think that what they are talking about is real. That's why they're number one.
I haven't heard one Republican say that the ones that caused injury or vandalism shouldn't be prosecuted. Not one. But the fact is, it took January 6th for the Democrats to all of a sudden care about crime. And every voter's seen it. Our State Street in Madison.
Listen. I told you before. I'm not going to let you change the subject. That's correct. I'm not. If you want to have a conversation about what I'm talking about, if you want to have a discussion about what I'm talking about, which is fact,
I am.
Then, no, you're not. You're trying to change the subject to something else. I know. Let me say this to you again, man. Because you know, I'm not going to allow you anymore.
So big in November.
I'm not going to allow you anymore on my show to call and change the subject. You may be able to do that on other shows, but from this point forward, CJ will fall in line. CJ will fall in line and follow the subject matter that we're talking about, or CJ can get in the wind. Okay? So it's a privilege that we let you on the airways. You don't have a right to be on this show. We allow you to be on the shows. So you're not going to control what it is, what I'm talking about. You may do that somewhere else, but you're willing to have a fair and open conversation about the subject matter that I'm talking about. And that's the fact that what happened on January 6th, that you and others like you want to sweep under the rug and then talk about what happened in Madison.
No, I don't.
Well, then let's deal with that issue. Let's deal with that issue. So you said.
I started out with the ones that vandalized and caused injury. Many were there and taking selfies of the statues, not tearing them down. So the fact is,
what are you talking about?
Has said those people shouldn't be prosecuted. This is political theater tonight. It's all about Donald Trump to you, but November's going to be about your candidate. And Nancy Pelosi's in charge of the security at the Capitol. The U.S. Capitol.
What does that have to do with the price of tea in China when those thugs, when those conservative thugs attacked the Capitol and made threats to kill elected officials?
They will be prosecuted.
No, it's not a matter of them being prosecuted. It's whether or not conservatives like you have the intestinal fortitude and guts to be right and to talk about.
Well, I tell you what, Earl, Democrats in Kenosha are going to vote against the candidate.
So you can kick him. You can kick him to the curb. So I'm no longer going to waste my time, breath, and energy with a person who just is unwilling to face the realities of what is happening in this country. You know, he wants to talk about Racine and Kenosha when what happened to law enforcement in the Capitol on that day far outstrips anything that took place in Racine and Kenosha. And I'm not supporting that whatsoever. Said it at the time. Even went to Racine and Kenosha and did my covered my show live during that time. I was there. So for cowards like CJ and others like him who are unwilling to stand up and speak the truth, then, you know, I don't have much time left to waste on such a unforgiving person who somehow thinks that what he has to say that's not based on truth or facts has any place on my program anymore. So anyway, now that I've got that off my chest, I still am going to continue after we come back from break to point out what is going to be taking place and what I hope the American people will demand after these hearings. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, not the CJ Show. We'll be right back.
The universe to the head.